Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I'd like to share with you the epistle appointed for this day of St. Michael and all angels from the book of the Revelation to St. John, the 12th chapter. Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who was called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. Here ends the reading of the epistle. You may be seated. You and I are living in a time of war. It is an unprecedented conflict between good and evil. Those who seek to do us harm, those who seek to destroy our way of life, wear no uniforms. They hide among the unsuspecting. For them, women and children are but collateral damage. They wreak holy terror wherever they go. Their sleeper cells are awakened by a call from their leader. Quickly, they are about their appointed task. And without a word from their conscience, they do the unthinkable. They have fought before. They have also tasted defeat. But this time, they do not intend to know that bitter taste. For these soldiers of the prince of this world are well practiced in their craft. When Michael and his angels confronted the dragon and his angels, a great cosmic battle took place where the devil, Satan, and all his angels were thrown down to the earth. When Michael and his angels were triumphant, the accuser lost his place. No longer does he stand before God day and night, accusing the crown of God's creation of being unworthy. For worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Before this great conflict took place, Satan stood in God's holy presence, and he accused us, God's saints, of our sins. He claimed that he, and not the Christ, truthfully represented God's people before God's heavenly throne. And if Satan were left to stand, then all of God's beloved children would be lost forever. God's justice would require him to deny even his very own because of their sin. But this was not to be. The Christ had come from heaven to earth to do the Father's bidding. He had conquered sin and death. By his vicarious atonement on Calvary's cross, he paid in full the sins of all. Satan's accusations have no grounds. In the heavenly court, he who is the father of lies was disbarred. He was thrown out, but he did not go easily. Michael and his angels engaged in a holy war wherein Satan and his angels went down in defeat. And now there is a new representative of God's people. Christ's victory earned for him the right to represent fallen humanity. He is, as St. John writes in this revelation, the one who loves us and sets us free from our sins by his blood. In God's court, there was no room for two opposing advocates, each one claiming the right to be the representative of sinful humanity. No longer could God tolerate Satan's presence, since his accusations had been rendered false by the victorious Lamb. And now, after his glorious resurrection, just prior to his ascension, he is ready to take his rightful place at the right hand of God Almighty. And in preparation for that great event, God commanded Michael and all the faithful angels to drive out the dragon and his angels. The Messiah, the Christ of God, the Savior and champion of his people, had defeated the Prince of Darkness and had taken his seat at the right hand of the Father. The dragon was expelled by Michael. Satan has lost his place in heaven, and he and his angels are now confined to the earth. They are an ever-present enemy of the human race, and in particular, of God's holy people. Indeed, each and every one of you who aspires to the office of pastor is now in the crosshairs of Satan's wrath. The devil has lost his position of power, prestige, and influence, and he's a sore loser. And he's going to take his anger out on someone. And that someone is you. Do not think your life as a pastor is going to be an easy one. Do not deceive yourself into thinking that everybody's going to love you, that everybody will respect you, and that all will hold in honor the high and holy office conferred upon you. Granted, many people will, and we thank God for them, but I can tell you that there are always those who will not. Satan will use his terrorist tactics on you and on your flock. Be a good and faithful shepherd. Defend the flock over which God has appointed you an overseer. But also take care, my friends, that you do not think more highly of yourselves than you ought. For our God serves up very large slices of humble pie when we forget our place before him. Instead, let your people see Christ in all that you do. Take up your cross and follow him. Because you are engaged in a war against the best terrorist ever. But you know something that even the best of generals rarely knows. You are assured of victory. Because Christ, your advocate, is seated at God's right hand, pleading for you on your behalf. And so we know we have the victory. And so we present ourselves before the Lord today, for this is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. For the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Alleluia. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Amen.